Hello.
Hello, my name is Shay, returning your call from customer support. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
48624.
May I have the first and last name?
I believe it's Roberta Tate.
Can you verify your shipping address?
610 North Bowery Avenue, Gladwin, Michigan, 48624.
Thank you for that information. Give me one moment while the account loads.
Okay.
How can I help you today?
Well, can you tell me first off what is supposed to be being shipped?
Yes, sir. I'm looking over the account. Okay, so it looks like you paid $5.74 shipping and handling for the KitchenAid.
Yes, which that was all we were supposed to be charged, was that shipping and handling fee.
Okay, so it was $5.74?
$5.74.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and it stated in the terms and conditions that this was a welcoming gift into the discount store membership, where it states in the terms and conditions that if you did not call and cancel within the trial period, that you'll be billed the charge that you see for our monthly subscription. Now, with this subscription, you got a $125 voucher into your email that you can use at our online discount store.
Okay, when is the trial period over?
4 days. This was a 4-day trial.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? It was for your KitchenAid. You signed up for a discount store.
No, I did not.
Well, you better talk to this.
Excuse me. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the only thing I got online, I was on my phone, and it came over I don't know if it was Facebook or just the regular internet, and this was a week ago, it was Saturday, last Saturday, and it came on as a contest or whatever, and it said, the KitchenAid was $2.95. Don't miss your opportunity, blah, blah, blah. So I thought, oh, what the heck? You know, people say they get them. Let me see if they're really true. So I thought for $2.95, I'll do it. So I had to qualify. And the first thing it came up was like a tic-tac-toe game. And I had to choose which, you know, thing I wanted, which space. When I hit it, it said, you get an extra turn. So then I chose again, and it gave me it opened the present box that was in the tic-tac-toe thing, and it said that you won, congratulations, you've won the KitchenAid, whatever it is. And so I looked at what it said next, and it said, just put in your address and whatever and pay $2.95 and it will be shipped to you. So the only thing I did was put my card in for the $2.95 because I thought, oh, maybe this isn't a scam like my daughter's always telling me these things are scams, because it said put your address in, your credit card. And so I did that, thinking it would only be $2.95 for, you know, to get that KitchenAid. So what now are you telling my husband that I signed up for some? I didn't sign up for anything. I just signed up to get a KitchenAid, and I won it according to the internet.
4-day trial, and they didn't bill us until the fifth day.
I don't know anything about no 4-day trial. It never said anything in there.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So it stated in the terms and conditions that this was a welcoming gift into the discount store membership. Well, it states in the terms and conditions that if you did not call and cancel within that trial period, that you would be billed the charge that you see for the price of our monthly subscription.
Okay, well, you need to cancel that out and refund my money, because that's the fine print that, you know as well as I do, nobody reads that fine stuff. It's so tiny. And I never do this online. I never do it. And the one time I do, I get scammed. So I want my money back. Do not bill my card that 60. I mean, you already have charged my card for it. I want it refunded because I did not join any discount store, and I would never pay to join a discount store. Why would I pay? That's defeating my discount. Right?
Well, yeah. Well, not really, because as I was explaining to him that the membership, you got a $125 voucher into your email that you can spend on our online discount store.
I don't want it. I don't want the discount store thing. I want my money back. No,
okay.
I refuse. This is the way that they always get people, and I can't believe I fell for it. I wasn't going to do it. Doggone it. I thought for once something would work out. No, you need to get me out of that. Get me out of it now and just refund that money, because I am not going to get scammed. And no.
Okay, I do apologize for the misunderstanding. It really does sound like you may have overlooked the terms and conditions. What I'm going to do is get your account canceled as a customer courtesy due to the misunderstanding. I will credit your account with a 35% refund that will be back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
35% discount, would you say? You're not going to discount the whole amount?
No, ma'am, I really can't, because as I was stated, it's a valid charge and you did not call and cancel within that trial period. But give me 1 second. Let me speak with my supervisor. Let me see what I can do for you, okay?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I just spoke with my supervisor, and she advised me that I can add my employee discount to make the refund a 50% refund today.
50% refund. So I'm paying $30-some dollars and not getting a KitchenAid, and you're canceling my membership to this store. Is that what I'm understanding?
Okay, well, it looks like for the KitchenAid, you are still in a running for the sweepstakes. Even if you cancel out, you can still be in a running for it to the end of the month. They announced the winner at the end of the month via email, and since you already paid the shipping and handling, you will be automatically shipped the gift.
Well, what's confusing about that is that nothing said in there about it being a contest. It said I already won the KitchenAid. I even took a picture of my screen. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I was just looking over the account.
I took a picture of my screen because, and I'm going to have to get it up on my phone.
Oh, and one more thing. Even if you cancel it out today, you still have the $125 voucher in your email that you can use, and it won't enroll you to another subscription or anything, because you don't have to use your card information. You just have to use the voucher that we sent to you in your email.
If there's anything for $25 to purchase, right?
$125. Yes, ma'am. It's gadgets.
Oh, $125.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I appreciate the fact that I'm getting a 50% refund then. But if I go to use this $125 coupon and get charged anything, then what happens?
No, ma'am, you don't have to use your card number, so you won't be automatically charged into anything.
No, but I mean your coupon, the coupon that you give me, if I try to use that, it's not going to ask me for any personal information?
No, ma'am, just your name and your shipping information.
Okay.
Give me 1 second so I can process this refund and I can give you that confirmation number, okay?
Thank you. What's the matter up there? Thank you. didn't tell you what it was, did she?
No. She didn't tell me what it was.
Is that your birthday present she's talking about?
Yeah. So what's the deal?
She's working on... Get out the rug, Jenna. Well, I'm going to get a 50% refund and a $125 coupon for the discount store.
You ready for the confirmation number?
Yeah. Hold on one second.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess I've done that while you were... yes, go ahead.
Okay, C as in cat.
Mm-hmm.
262.
262.
516.
729.
Yes, ma'am. I have canceled out your account. There will be no more future transactions. You can still use that $125 voucher that's in your email. And I have refunded you, and you should see that refund back into your account within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
All right. I appreciate it. What is this discount store called?
Okay, so when you look into your email, you should see, or make sure you check the spam folder also. Sometimes they don't have a subject. The subject might actually say no reply, or it could be something to the effect of like online discount store or electronic store.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a nice day.
And thank you. Bye-bye.